I love a party. That may not surprise some of you. I really love a party. Anyone else love a party? Not everybody. Put me in a room with party food, with cake and candles. If there is a prawn vol-au-vent, I am like a pig in mud. Can you tell I'm an extrovert? Really, any excuse for a celebration. I'm there like a shot. And Christmas is the best reason to celebrate. I love Christmas. It's the largest celebration in the world. Christmas is celebrated for the whole of November, sooner if you can persuade the rest of the family to put the tree up in November. But no. We celebrate by changing our normal routines, by decorating our houses, by wearing great Christmas jumpers, by buying gifts, by eating food we never eat any other time of the year. Pigs in blankets should be here every month, not just Christmas. I'm starting a campaign. We sing songs, we watch Christmas TV, Christmas films. I still have not ever seen Home Alone. I know. I need prayer, clearly, yeah. When Christmas arrives, you can't miss it. It's everywhere. We've been hearing tonight some of the ways that people celebrate. With music, with presents, with family. What does Christmas mean to you? What are you celebrating? Are you celebrating that you get a bit of time off work? You might do. Funnily enough, I have to work on Christmas Day. Are you celebrating that you get an excuse to eat your body weight in Brussels sprouts? Yes. Or if you don't like Brussels sprouts, mince pies or mulled wine or selection boxes, whatever is your fancy. Are you celebrating that you get to forget fashion for a whole month? Daniel Satch. That you end up wearing things that you would never normally dream of.
It's very rude to talk.
For a whole month. Are you celebrating that yet again this year, for the millionth year running, Auntie Ethel will buy you lavender bath salts, which you then have to re-gift to someone you don't like? What are you celebrating this year? Christmas is a time when we celebrate a birthday. A child is born. A child who changes the world. You might not realize it, but every time you check your calendar, every time you write a date down, you are using this birthday boy, Jesus, as a reference point. Because the birth of this baby divides time in half. History is seen from the time before he was alive to the time since. Your birthday is even dated by his birthday. We heard this earlier on, the story of when the night Jesus was born, shepherds near Bethlehem were confronted with a choir of angels singing their songs. And the angel said this to the shepherds, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people." Christmas is good news. It's a real reason to celebrate. The good news of Jesus is worth celebrating for three reasons. It's personal. I bring you good news, says the angel. It's positive. I bring you good news of great joy. And it's universal. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. So it doesn't matter who you are or what you've done, where you've been or where you're going, this is good news for you. And the good news is this, that the entire reason for Christmas is the love of God. God loves you so much that he came to earth as a human baby so that he could get, so that you could get to know him and learn to trust him and love him back. Jesus is called Emmanuel, God with us. He becomes a human being, fully human and fully God, so that he can understand what human life is like. The most famous statement in the Bible, I think, is this. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. It was once said that if God wanted to communicate with the birds, he'd have become a bird. If he wanted to communicate with a panda, random, he'd have become a panda. If God wanted to communicate with a duck-billed platypus, he'd have become a duck-billed platypus. But he wanted to communicate with us. And so he became one of us. He didn't just send an angel, although he did that, or a prophet, he did that, or an ambassador, he came himself. And if you really want people to know how much you love them, you tell them in person. And that's what God did at Christmas. He came as a child to tell you that you are loved by God. But he didn't stay as a baby. He grew up to be a man. He taught truth. He made miracles happen. He paid for every mistake that we have ever done by dying on a cross and proving that he was God by coming back to life again. I think this is the best news in the world that is worth celebrating. And when Jesus was nailed to a cross, they stretched his arms wide as they nailed him there. With his arms wide open, Jesus was demonstrating what the whole Bible talks about. I love you this much, he said. God loves you so much that he wanted to come and be with you, in relationship, with his presence, cheering you on because he is for you. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all people." We can celebrate this Christmas because we've got good reason to celebrate. We have no reason to be afraid. Jesus came to save us. That is good news. That changes lives, that brings hope, that gives joy. So my question to you tonight is, do you know that for yourself? If you don't, come and talk to me later on. I'd love to share some information with you, or pray with you. The question I want to leave with you is, why are you celebrating Christmas. And if it's anything else but the real reason for our season, then it's not good enough. You are loved by God. Happy nearly Christmas. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for sending your son Jesus so that we could know you. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for being with us all our lives, even when we didn't realize it or don't realize it yet. Thank you for being our Savior who forgives us, who frees us to begin again. Help us to do that today. Fill us with your peace this Christmas. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.